Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Oh, happier times. Bryce Harper in a Nets uniform, running out, crowd loving him. Oh, it's one thing that you leave, bro. But you go to the Phillies, man? Really, Bryce? Really? DC Sports Live, presented by Marlow Furniture. Travis Thomas, Chase the Dream Hughes.
We're still here, man. I'm not leaving you for Philly.
Thank you, brother. Yeah. Thank you. How about today? Pretty slow day at the office for us, huh?
Really, an awful day for Washington sports fans, man. Great day for Philly fans. I hope they put enough Crisco on the light poles up there.
Yeah, buzz off, Philly. How's that sound? Good riddance, Bryce. I guess it's pretty clear how we feel about this whole situation.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know if we have to have a poll on this, but we did have a poll.
NBCSportsWashington.com/vote. You see it. I want to know the 19%. It's sad to see them go for our question. What's your initial reaction to Bryce Harper leaving for Philly? What are you 20%ers doing? Sad to see him go. What are you doing? Let's get into 3-2-1. Today, the final chapter of As the Bryce Turns was written. Harper signed with the Phillies in a historic 13-year. Look, it can't even fit on the screen, bro. 13-year, $330 million deal. Chase, we've been on TV literally all day. What was your initial reaction?
I was pretty shocked, man. I know we'd heard that it was the Phillies potentially for months and months and months, but 13 years, no opt-outs. I just can't believe the Nationals could not have matched this deal. Like, really, you were going to get that close to $300 million reportedly. Yes, there was some deferred money, but you can't just go a little bit further and make sure that Bryce Harper doesn't sign with your biggest rival.
Right.
This is going to be so tough for DC fans, especially when Bryce Harper comes back in April. I think fans are going to boo him. I won't blame them. I blame the Nationals for not being able to keep this guy because ultimately it was only about $25 million a year.
I can't wait to see Bryce in big moments with runners in scoring position on the biggest stages fail for the Phillies because that's what's going to happen. I've been saying all along this team is better off without Bryce Harper. I said, if you remember, Chase, and I took a lot of flack for it at the time, they should have traded his, you know what, at the trade deadline anyways and got something for him because we all saw this coming. Granted, to Chase's point, we didn't see him going to the Phillies, for God's sakes, but we all knew this guy was going to walk right out of our lives and we weren't going to get anything in return. At least if you had traded him at the deadline, which, by the way, he had really been struggling, remember? And then he wins a home run derby, kind of turns it around, but you didn't win anything. You could have got something back. You could have got prospects back. It just makes me sick. Here are the numbers here. Take a look at this.
That's a lot of money, $330 million. You know, usually we get Phillies old players. Hopefully this works out as like the opposite of Donovan McNabb. But we got to hear from Grant Paulson. Earlier we talked to him. And Grant has a lot of thoughts on
it. All right, let's bring in Grant Paulson to clear all this up for us, Chase, shall we? Grant, what was your initial reaction to Bryce signing with the Phillies for a gazillion dollars for 13 years?
The 13 years shocked me. I didn't think that the term would be that long. And what was shocking about the 13 years was that there are no outs in the deal and there's a no trade clause, obviously. So as of this moment, it looks like he's going to be in Philadelphia for well over a decade. I thought 10 years and about $330 million would make a lot of sense and would get him not only the record for the overall contract surpassing Giancarlo Stanton, but for annual average value for a player at a position like Manny Machado was able to get last week. In fact, he came in less than Machado, who got 300 over 10 in AAV, but he wanted to be the record holder for the most money ever made in professional sports in a guaranteed total contract. He is now the record holder. He was going to go to the highest bidder, and he did that. I'm just surprised. 13 years, no exit ramps in that deal. That's a long time to commit to a city.
Grant, picture MLB free agency is a poker table. Who do you think played their cards better this winter? Manny Machado and his people or Bryce Harper?
I would say Machado. I like his deal better. He gets out of it faster, and he makes more money per year. Also, I think he ended up in a better destination in terms of...
Definitely, I agree. I agree there.
...style of life, right? You're in San Diego as opposed to Philadelphia. Now, I'll say this for Harper. Harper, I do believe, wanted to break the record for all-time money made, and the only place he could do that was Philly. So I think he's going to be very content and very happy. He and Scott Boras will sell this as a major win. The other thing that's a caveat here, though, and that I think puts Manny over the top, he has a get-out-of-jail-free card. If he's not enjoying himself after a few years, he can hit free agency again, and maybe the market has corrected himself, and monopoly money's flowing again in Major League Baseball. Bryce Harper does not have that luxury.
GP, I'll give you props. You called this from day one. You said Bryce to the Phillies, despite how long it took. You were consistent. Let me ask you this, though. Take the Miami Marlins out of it, because they're going nowhere fast. Handicap the NL East for me now.
Phillies don't have the starting pitching for me to name them a favorite, even after this move. I love what they've done offensively, upgrading some critical positions. You know, they moved Rhys Hoskins to first base. They brought in Andrew McCutchen for $50 million. Thought it was an overpay, but a much better left field situation defensively. I like what he'll provide at the top of their order. Their shortstop, Gene Segura, they added this offseason. Big acquisition. And JT Realmuto behind the plate at catcher, I thought, was huge for them. So you put Harper into the mix now. One of the worst offenses in the sport last year has gotten well above average and to the point where it might even be elite in stretches this season, but they don't pitch at the level of Washington, so I still think I'd put the Nats ahead of them. The Braves have better pitching than Philadelphia, but probably a lineup that won't be as good even with Josh Donaldson, and the Mets are the wild card here. Can they keep that rotation with DeGrom and Syndergaard and Mats healthy? That's always the question. My pecking order would be Washington, who I think is built very well without Harper, one. Philadelphia, two. Then I would put the Braves narrowly ahead of the Mets, three and four. The Marlins... they might win the International League or the Pacific Coast League at AAA. I'm not really sure.
Hey, you, me, and Chase have spent a lot of time together today. Thanks for all your help during this Bryce Harper stuff.
I've enjoyed it, fellas. Have a good night.
All right, let's bring in Greg Murphy. He does sidelines for the Phillies. He's down there now with the team for spring training. Greg, what was the team's reaction to the Bryce signing?
Well, the team's reaction was excitement, as you would think. It happened at around a little bit after 3 o'clock today. We started getting word. We were in the middle of a game here in Clearwater taking on the Orioles, so there was a crowd here in the ballpark, and you got a sense. I was actually doing a live hit up in our tiki bar section out here in left field, and as I was finishing up that hit, folks were their phones were buzzing and people were starting to shout and scream and bang on the tables, and a couple folks were yelling, "Hey, we got him, we got him." It took me about 30 seconds to figure out what it is they were talking about, but it spread very quickly through the ballpark, and there was a genuine sense of excitement. You know, the city of Philadelphia, they really want Bryce Harper here. They wanted him here, and now that's going to happen, so everybody's pretty excited.
Greg, I feel like I need a hit at a tiki bar after today, man. It's been a long day. I've seen the reaction among Nationals fans, and it is getting ugly. I think there are jerseys being burned in the streets right now, literally. What's been the reaction among Phillies fans? And the question that a lot of people here want to know is, how long will that leash be? If Bryce Harper's struggling in June and July, are they going to start booing him?
Well, look, you know, just like most cities in Philadelphia, there are fans that have a very, short patience level for any player that maybe isn't living up to expectations. So if he is struggling at some point this season, might he hear a boo or two? Yeah, I think that's possible, but I don't think that's just in Philadelphia. I do think the leash is going to be a little bit longer for Bryce Harper, because there was this sense in Philadelphia that maybe he didn't want to come to Philly. But when the word came out today that not only is he coming for 13 years at the amount of money that he's getting, but that he requested no opt-out clause in that contract, he's saying he wanted to be in one place and one place only, and that place happens to be Philadelphia because the numbers worked out the way they did. fans in Philadelphia, they like that. They like to know that their athletes want to be here. It certainly feels like Bryce wants to be here. So I think he's going to enjoy a honeymoon period for quite some time. And hopefully he doesn't struggle for our sake and plays well, and then everything will be great.
Murph, objectively speaking, do you think now the Phillies are the team to beat in the NL East?
Tough question. Objectively speaking, I'm going to say, yeah, I do. Look, the team down there in Washington is still a terrific baseball team. With or without Bryce Harper, that team is going to be in the mix for the NL East. The Braves are a very, very good team, too. I think maybe they overachieved just a little bit last year, but they have some good young talent that if they get better, they'll be in the mix. And the Mets got better, too. So it's a very tough division. And the Phillies need their starting pitching, their young starting pitching, to kind of take that next step. I think if they do that, then yeah, I would say the Phillies are the team to beat at that point. But in no way or fashion am I thinking it's going to be a walk in the park. It's not. There's some good teams.
Chase, let's finish this show and then go down there with Greg and hit that tiki bar.
Yes,
you cool with that? All right, thanks, Greg.
You got it, guys. I'll be at the bar waiting for it.
Don't let Chase Hughes at the Tiki Bar fool you. He is outraged, and so are Nats fans. They're in the streets. They are actively displaying hurt and disgust as we speak. Don't believe me? Just watch.
I think I'm really upset. It's been kind of hard to just know that Bryce is gone and it's real, and this is for a long time. It's for good. You know, Bryce came to the team when we really needed it. We needed something to kind of get the team going, and he's been such an exciting presence on the team for all these years. And you know, it's sad to see him go, and then it's especially sad to see him go to the Phillies because, you know, they're terrible.
Good for Bryce. We're going to be seeing a lot of them here. Let's hope that he doesn't have too much of a supporting cast. I think the Nationals look great this year. We really reloaded. We're going to adjust without Bryce. We're going to miss him. We love Bryce Harper. But let's hope that the Phillies can't afford anybody else.
Arnie probably pretty much knew he wasn't going to come back, so it kind of stinks that he goes to the Phillies, but he'll probably be playing for somebody else, and the Phillies will pay for half of his salary 4 or 5 years from now. So,
Red Sox fan, I'm just glad he didn't go to the Yankees.
I kind of like that guy, actually. That was a great answer. All right, let's bring in Ryan Warmly. He's our DC Sports Live baseball insider, our very own baseball insider. Worm, what are the fans saying on social?
Well, frankly, they are not happy. A lot of them obviously wanted Bryce to be back in D.C. I know our poll might show that that begs to differ, but they are not thrilled. I've seen people even suggesting that the Nats should bean Bryce Harper when he first makes a plate appearance back in D.C. That is insane. I don't understand that at all. He got a record-breaking contract. Congratulations to the guy. Let's just move on. Skip Carter and I did compile some tweets that we saw online that we really liked that we want to share with you guys, sort of get your reaction to some of our favorites here. Now, Skip thinks we can get through 10 of these. That's a little ambitious. Let's see what we can do. First up, we have 13 years ago, Bryce Harper was 13 years old. Now, fun fact, I was also 13 years old 13 years ago. So I got to ask you guys, where's my $300 million?
Keep going, Worm. My God.
Next.
Next up, we have a True Detective reference. And it's from J.A. Adondi. Now,
That's good.
As I just mentioned, would love $300 million. I cannot afford HBO. I don't get the reference, but obviously young to old makes a lot of sense. He's going to be there a very long time. 13 years is a long time. Next up, again, referencing just how long this contract is, 13 years means that Bryce Harper will still be around Philadelphia for Gritty's bar mitzvah. Now, I don't know if Gritty is Jewish, but if he is, he will be a man at the end of this contract. Next up, we have a Bobby Bonilla reference. These were all over Twitter earlier today. He will still be getting paid by the Mets 4 years after Bryce Harper is getting paid by the Phillies. And I will remind you, Bonilla last played for the Mets in 1999. That's how crazy his deferred money is. Next up, we have a lot going on here in the year 2033. Bryce Harper becoming a free agent again. LeBron James Jr. leaving Cleveland. Little history repeating itself. And coming off a career year, Adam Vinatieri signing a contract extension with the Madrid Jaguars. A lot to take in there.
That's great.
Next up, we have Craig Calcaterra, friend of the program. He was on earlier today with our coverage, saying that Nats fans should boo Bryce Harper, not because he signed with the rival, but just because the Phillies kind of suck and he's going to be wearing a different uniform in your stadium. You boo every opposing player.
I like that Craig guy.
Next up from Gary, we have a poll coming up. What was the highlight of the Bryce Harper in DC era? Now, my choice is cold. The second losing in the first round. I don't know about you guys. You can make an argument for the third one. So a lot of highlights there. And of course, having fun with that one.
That's awesome.
So like I said, a lot of negativity here on these tweets. Not as much with the positivity. Chelsea Janes, former Nationals reporter for the Washington Post, now the political reporter for the Washington Post, asking who will be president when Bryce Harper's deal expires. My vote is for Skip Carter. I'm going to suck up to him just a little bit. I don't know who you guys think might be a good fit in 2032.
Jussie Smollett.
Anyone but Skip would be my vote.
All right, so we disagree on that one. And then this is our absolute favorite. There are children in Philadelphia who aren't even born yet who will throw batteries at Bryce Harper before the end of his contract.
That's
as
the winner.
As a Maryland basketball fan, I can get behind throwing batteries.
Not That's really. Great stuff.
That's
nice job.
Winner, man.
I don't know how you did it, Worm, but you got through all
we
of
got
them.
Through
Thank
them
you,
all.
Sir. This has been the DC Sports Live podcast brought to you by Marlowe Furniture, Washington's home team since 1955.